Like several Orange County Republicans facing re-election this year, Dana Rohrabacher faces a potential blue wave that could send him home from Congress. His full and unapologetic support of President Donald Trump and his friendliness with and ties to Russia have made him a target of Democrats. But the longtime Huntington Beach congressman's biggest opponent is actually a former protege, a Republican. Gustavo Arellano is here with KCRW's Orange County Line. Hey, Gustavo.
Hola, Steve.
So Rohrabacher has Republican opposition. Who is it?
Scott Baugh. Scott Baugh is a very familiar name to people in Orange County. He was a longtime chair of the Orange County GOP, state assemblyman, a protege of Dana Rohrabacher back in the days. And yeah, earlier this year, he announced, I think Dana Rohrabacher is an embarrassment to Orange County, and I would like to run to replace him.
All right. So who is backing Baugh? Does he have deep pockets?
So Scott Baugh has this interesting predicament because he has people who are backing him, like former supervisor and current state senator John Morlock, but he also has people who don't want to support Dana Rohrabacher. We're talking about another former supervisor, Pat Bates, who's also up in the state Senate. And because Scott Baugh, I mean, this guy ran the GOP in Orange County for a good decade. He knows all the donors. He also knows that Orange County voted for Hillary Clinton back in 2016. So there is a lot of dissatisfaction with the more strident wing of the GOP, which is represented by Dana Rohrabacher. And it's interesting because the current GOP head, Fred Whitaker in Orange County, he's trying to get Scott Baugh to not run. But there's also beef between Dana and Fred Whitaker because last year they had competing parties on election night.
How are Democrats looking at this intra-party battle between Rohrabacher and Baugh?
Of course, they're loving it. Dana Rohrabacher has been loathed by Democrats for years, decades, really, at this point. And he's the easy whipping boy for all the perceived ills of the Trump administration. But here's the interesting thing, at least when it comes to this race. All the Democrats that are running, I think it was eight at last point, not a single one of them has any name recognition in Orange County, especially in that district. Not a single one of them has ever held elected office in that particular point. So because California has a top two primary, in other words, the top two vote getters win, there actually might be a good chance that both Scott Baugh and Dana Rohrabacher go on to the general election in November.
So there could be two Republicans then facing each other in the election, because the top two primary is regardless of party. It could be two Republicans.
Absolutely. I mean, you have the same thing in Lou Correa's district, for instance. There hasn't been a good Republican in that congressional district around Santa Ana and Anaheim for years and years and years. So that can happen. And that actually can happen to most of these primaries or these congressional races that Democrats have their eyes on. And we've talked about this before. Daryl Issa, who's retiring this year all the way down in South County. Same thing with Ed Royce in Fullerton. But Dana's the one that the Democrats desperately want.
Well, but the sheer number of Democrats, too, could also affect their chances in many of these races. There are many Democrats, not only in the Rohrabacher race, but also in the ISA, the former ISA district. This is the 49th. Does that hamper them when it comes to trying to win back the House of Representatives, particularly when it comes to Orange County?
Absolutely. I think especially in Orange County, name recognition and incumbency still goes a long way. There isn't that anti-incumbent fever that you see, especially in a lot of red districts across the United States. Orange County, people want a familiar name. And again, with Scott Baugh, that's one familiar name. With Dana, that's an even more familiar name. And, in the other districts as well, most of the Democrats, people don't know them. At least, running against Dana, probably the most prominent candidates from the Democratic side, you have Harley Rauda, and then you have another guy, Hans Kerstedt, who was a stem cell pioneer. But again, these are self-funded millionaires who have no experience with politics whatsoever. And so they're running on this idea that people in Huntington Beach really do not like Dana Rohrabacher. But I don't know if those people have actually been to Huntington Beach, because people still love him. All he has to do is pull out a surfboard. Hey, I'll vote for you. Sure, why not?
So surfboard, puka shells, right? He wears the puka shells and everybody
and the Hawaiian
and
shirt.
The flip-flops. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Gustavo Arellano with KCRW's Orange County Line. Gustavo, thanks.
Gracias.